Hey. It's Sunday.
What you mean? Is it true?
It's cool.
Yeah, that's all we do, a kid, the truth. What it do, bitch? Did the school, bitch? Just check in if you wanna know the truth, bitch. From the nobodies to the who's who, bitch. Mr. Ice Cream, man, he got the school, bitch. Hey, what it do, bitch? Did the school, bitch? Just check in if you wanna know the truth, bitch. From the nobodies to the who's who, bitch. Mr. Ice Cream, man, he got the school, bitch. Hey, what it do, bitch? What it do, bitch?
Hey, I like to take this time to welcome everybody to Sunday the Scoop. Well, we coming to give y'all the scoop, the whole scoop, and nothing but the scoop, so help us God. So won't you hold on to your seatbelts? Cruising on a Sunday with a slight tilt. Kicking some heartfelt knowledge to your higher self. It's the scoop.
Scoop, if you know.
Yes, sir. Yes,
all right, it's Sunday, man. It's your host, PJ Perfect Gentleman. Got my two co-hosts with me, Tony MFD.
Yo.
And Mr. Fly Jock himself.
Yes, sir.
All right, we off in this building, ladies and gentlemen. Definitely coming off of, Fly just had a, you know, that B-Day celebration, man.
You're supposed to let me do that for my time, right, man.
Well, go ahead, man. Tony MFD.
You don't let everybody know. I was about to say, Fly, you look a little older than the last time we seen you.
Mm-hmm. God damn, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
I think I grew through three more strains of gray.
Yeah, man. You know.
Exactly. Gray.
You look like 2 days older than you did.
Okay, all right. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
On the highs.
It's a blessing.
Okay. Y'all see that topic out there, man. Topic pretty much. We going in on, it's a couple different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to kind of like bunch it all together because it was a lot that I was getting hit with in different, you know, from different areas. So I tried to put it all together on the show today. But first thing first, we diving into it. Sending pictures. We want to go into sending pics. How do the panel feel? How do y'all feel out there in the comments? Is sending pics something you do? Is sending pics something that you feel that's, you know, too much, you know, or, you know, does, you know, dudes asking for sending, you know what I'm saying, for pictures, like, mm-hmm. how, like, where we at with that, with the whole picture thing, you get what I mean? And then also with the couples that are in, you know what I'm saying, the relationships or in the marriages, in the, you get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they saying, do you send pictures to your man while you at work? Ladies, talk to us. Let us know, fellas. Let us know that perspective. Let's see if this is something that's effective. Is it working? Can it work? It don't work. It's turn off, turn on. Like, where we at with it? Let's go.
With my mind set up, don't send me no damn picture while I'm at work. You at home in lingerie. What the fuck you just waiting that shit for? Don't send me a picture of your bikini again.
Damn, man.
No lingerie picture? While you at work?
What the fuck you getting prepared for?
And she probably waiting for you to come home. It's probably 4:40. It's probably 4:40.
Okay, so you
took it home. She took a lunch break pick.
Right, for real. Hey. Like, why? Where, come on now.
She trying to tell you can get it on the lunch break, Tony.
Hell nah. Yeah. I'm going to take me a 2-hour lunch. I'm on the way home.
Oh, well, baby.
Don't let him fool y'all. He's saying a two-hour lunch break. He said I will wait for it to take him an hour to get home, maybe 58 minutes. Here we go. Get his four minutes in, then he back on the road. I'm glad we're good. And I gotta stop by drive-thru. Oh, okay. <laughs> I don't want y'all to think he like gonna be handling his business for two hours. No, I can't do it for a whole two hour now.
Drive time, man. I mean, but no, on a serious tip though, picture sending, I really, who have a problem with that? Like, I mean, me personally,
ooh.
When I was out there, I never asked.
Shit, God.
Woo, man.
You seen that shit?
Yeah. But Tony would like it if it was a side chick.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I like it. Shit, fuck that. I don't want a picture. FaceTime me that shit.
Snapchat me that.
FaceTime me that shit.
Put your pussy lips on live.
Still pride, be like, oh shit. Hello? You gotta hide
right,
the phone?
Right, say, make right, a nigga yeah. hide the phone?
Yeah, hide the right, phone. Oh right, shit. Okay. I see what's on your mind.
Okay, that's
make
how you
a nigga
feel,
hide that phone. Make a nigga hide that phone.
Yeah, red paint. Ooh. Insides, peanut butter. So but lady, I ain't gonna lie. Back in the days,
I wasn't no picture type dude.
Y'all was saying that. Have y'all ever like?
I mean, you like, had somebody ask me
for the pictures though.
Huh?
I'm saying, have y'all ever been hard on asking for the pictures? And then Golden, I want to know.
Man, you remember?
Are
when
you a picture
was...
sender, or
oh Lord,
are
I'm
you
scared
a picture
of Golden
sender,
answer.
Or either do you even you get what I'm saying?
Send respect pictures
or
video.
Like, yeah, when guys ask you for pictures, like, let's especially let's say like what, like, you know, right off the bat or something like that.
Oh no, nah, man,
something like that, a little bit.
You don't just ask off the back.
I'm
just saying you probably know.
I mean,
y'all talking a little
it,
bit.
It depends on what kind of picture you're talking about. Now, if you talking about that, I'm trying to get right picture.
Bathroom
or,
pics.
Or damn, I want to yeah. see what you're wearing
shit.
Today.
Go
I
to, told she you. Say, listen, she sent pictures
I
and
videos. Send videos. I just felt like that was a video sender.
Oh, damn.
I don't think I got those.
You ain't
videos?
Got no videos?
A video? Video? Let me think about that.
You ain't
shit.
Never had that?
Oh, you know what?
Yeah, I don't have videos in my days.
That's what I said. Back in my days.
Yeah, Lord.
Like, God. And the nigga gonna play that bit over and over.
Yeah.
Listen. That's
one
jerking
the
video.
One
I'm talking about, boy, that quick.
One particular.
Yeah.
God damn.
Okay, so no... All right, so you said you got to be with your dude. So no kind of, no pictures being sent to...
Y'all just, better stop sending them pictures them...
Names, you know, talkies.
Them weird-ass niggas that like to screenshot. Well, now, this day and time, boy, yeah. y'all screenshot
y'all,
shit.
Y'all got to play it safe,
see,
man.
Yeah, play it safe, because I don't like to see people. When a dude... Add a girl out on social media. Oh, that hoe, look at that. Man, nigga, you dumb, boy.
All right, people don't play. They don't play. They don't keep it solid no more, man. Nah. What's in your phone need to stay in your phone between you and that person. They confident enough to send it to
if
you.
If you feel comfortable with him sending like, some, that's on the, listen, more like, power to you, but if he out there that just, he just bulk, bro, he just wild. He just don't give a fuck about shit, man.
Yeah, man.
Don't send that nigga no picture.
Yeah, don't, because he might be showing that shit to me.
Hand him a picture of your light bill.
Man, come on, man.
Send picture a picture bill. Of your light bill. Hey,
picture mail.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Picture mail. But, yeah, though, man, I ain't never been no... I mean, I get the pictures, you know, back when, but I've never been the one like, hey, man, send me a picture of that puss. Nope. If I did ask for a picture, it was a picture of the titties.
Mm. And they were like this when they.
Oh nah, that's when they. I wish a bit would try. Just don't even need your face, bitch. Just straight titties. That's it, and I'm good.
That's it.
That's it. Oh, and
so you
I
actually
know
so you
somebody
so you
last
actually
week,
asked,
but
so
I never gave a fuck about that side that one ass cheek on the countertop. You can send me that picture too.
No, I don't want that picture.
That's why I say the bathroom pictures.
Yeah, I don't want that picture. I don't want it on the sink. Turn that shit sideways and then take the. That I want it. Fuck that.
Hey, listen. Okay. All right. But we have to be, man. Okay. I'm just trying to figure out. Flag, man, you had what you asking for pictures, man. You got sent pictures. Well, what happened with that? Let us know what's up. And then for me, I really wanted to pitch a person like Tony say, man, like, even a bit, ask me for a picture. I barely sent
you. I mean, you'd be lucky I wasn't sending no picture, sent. No dick pic. I never sent none of those.
You ain't never sent a meat pic? Damn, bro.
I don't think I did either.
Yelling? Oh, shit.
I don't think
it's
I
too
did
many
either.
Snaps, bro. It's too many snaps. So I was just like, nah, I'm good.
Ching, ching, ching,
yeah,
ching.
Yeah. Right. You know, I need help. You know what I'm saying?
Come
so.
On,
pay your phone to your TV. Yeah. Don't pay your phone to your TV.
Hey, look, yeah. Stupid. And the words of the great Brandon.
It's too many picks.
Yeah, man. I got to start from the shaft and work it all the way to the head. Nah, man.
You got
I'm good.
Panorama, man.
Yeah.
Boomerang.
I refuse to answer any question on the ground that it may incriminate me.
And the words of the great Brandon Matt may bless his soul. May God bless his soul. I'm blessed. I'm gifted. I'm heavy structure. I pull my shit out this whole room, get dark. Kick ass. Kick ass. I ain't afraid of you motherfuckers. That was the funniest goddamn joke I ever heard in my life.
Hey, straight up, man. Damn. Okay. Fast say, nah, bro. I ain't send no pictures, bitch. You got to see me when you see me. Straight up. That was kind of my thing. Because I definitely was a face-to-face type person. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. All that phone shit wasn't me. That phone stuff still ain't me.
Y'all better not be sending no meat pits in 2020.
Well, it ain't even hell. I don't really feel like it's necessary. Do y'all feel like I don't really feel like it's necessary to send a eggplant pic? Trying to clean it up. An eggplant pic to a female to get her. You know what I'm saying? If you just trying to hit, because at that point, I mean, clearly the motive is to hit,
right?
It's
just like a female and a dude. Now, if y'all fucking with each other heavy.
What the females do? Huh? What the females do? They gonna send that pic, huh?
I just think anybody, if that's your way of trying to hit a girl, is to send that picture of your penis.
That's what I'm saying. Nah, that is something different. If y'all ain't never did nothing, like.
That shit is crazy.
Nah, that's just some weird shit.
Like, I just met you. Oh, look, here go a picture of my dick. Like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
But I heard stories. It's dudes out there doing that shit now.
He got an STD. if he off the dribble, just send a meat pic. He ain't even telling you get meat morning.
And go from there, man. Yeah. I don't know about that one. I can't.
What you think
one.
About it?
Man.
Yeah, nah. That bitch look happy. It looks sad. Yeah. It's big enough.
You want it?
Listen, man. Listen.
And if a girl come in with hard eyes, she got an STD too.
All right, so this is what I'm finna say. So yeah, so what you following
with the emoji?
So
with
what
the
you following up with that?
Huh?
Like, what's the conversation after a pit like that? After ladies, if you send it, if you don't send the meat pit,
like just what's off the conversation dribble, after that? You met her Friday. Then Tuesday, you done sent a meat pic. It's something wrong with that.
Hey, look, well, the conversation after a pic like that right there is when I'm going to get that. That was mine back in the day.
back in the day.
Back in the day. Back in the day, you see something like that right there. That mean you ain't got to say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you want to fuck.
But the ones that sent the pic is the ones that you already had.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying this ain't nothing new. If it's something you already had and you know y'all been doing it for a minute.
Yeah.
You know, okay, I know you missed this. Boom. She'll send you a pic.
So you saying that it's appropriate if it's that. If something that you don't had already.
Yeah.
And you just kind of giving that reminder, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
like,
okay.
Yeah, not.
Okay.
Not something you just seen at the gas station.
Yeah.
No, no.
I got you.
Those are some weird ass niggas if they just send them pics out.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I got you.
And girls, too.
Yeah. That's what I just. Listen, yeah, I'm trying to tell y'all, don't forget about the women, but y'all skipping all over the ladies, bro, the females, bro. And then, Golden already told us about. She said she do it, but she said just for the.
Yeah, know what I'm saying?
Her boo.
It's just somebody she been fucking with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all got that understanding.
But at that point, you know what I'm saying? FaceTime, nigga.
That's why I say the system has upgraded. FaceTime.
Yeah, that's like live action.
Yeah, listen, that like watching a movie.
I'm on yak. She on goose egg.
For real.
That's the live action. So at this point, so y'all telling me that OnlyFans is valid. How y'all feel about that?
I am not subscribing to shit. I subscribe on YouTube.
No, look. Why would I subscribe to a fans only when I can just go to Pornhub?
Yeah, something that's free.
Free. And I'd be only 2 minutes, but shit, I don't want to see you.
And whatever. I'm fast-forwarding to the good part.
Yeah. That's it. I already know what part I want to see.
Listen, I'm fast-forwarding to the good part. I ain't got time for all that. Talking and, man, let me fast-forward to the good shit.
Hey, we was talking about this shit. We was talking about that shit. I was talking about that shit with a couple of my homies. That's like, man, I like watching porn for the storyline. I'm like, what? The storyline?
No.
The fuck?
No.
The fuck? I'm like, what you mean the storyline, bro?
Ain't no motherfucking storyline. I'm trying to end this shit.
Wait. Listen. Something that shit is stupid as fuck.
Bro. That shit
like a nah.
Motherfucking predictable. Whole bell ring. Hi, we're selling cookies. Okay, yeah. Come have a seat. I don't want to see them talking.
No. Fast forward all that shit, man.
Fast forward.
Let me see you at her ass side. For real.
Sometimes that shit is interesting.
It ain't interesting.
It ain't never interesting, bro. A porn should not consist of no more than 12 minutes. No more than 12 minutes. Even know about the stories is when you bought it on the DVD, but now on Pornhub and all them other sites, man. Oh,
man, fast forward that shit. Nah,
that shit funny.
I watched one dude.
Hey, wait, cause see,
women, somebody said he needed a lifeguard. He's like, well, I need a lifeguard. I'm in the bathtub. I'm like, this is the stupidest shit ever. And these guys really thought that shit was so funny. I was like, y'all weird.
And the motherfucker be talking like.
Wait a minute.
Our people, know what I'm saying? They wait talk gangster in it. The off-white people,
yeah, so what am
they
I,
just,
so
what am I do? Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, though. You know, like, porn, like, it's like scripted, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, they ain't really, like, they having sex, but, like, they're not having sex to enjoy it. But I love when I watch a porn where that big old off script. And like, I was watching this one, and the dude was talking shit to the girl. Uh-huh. And she went, like, she went off script, and she, like, went to really fucking his ass, like, well, really hitting his ass, like, that was her dude. And the dude had the better ass to stop. Funniest shit I ever seen in my life.
But how do we know? Like, Jock said last. Jock said last week, bro. Like, all this, the sound effects.
I seen the post say,
man, nigga, you ain't really doing shit. I just like to hear myself. Like, you know, because I think it sounds sexy.
She's just trying to hurt his little feelings because I don't give a damn what Doc say about the baby coming out and all that other good stuff. Cause they scratch him out, but that big time right back up.
But I'm
tell
saying,
the doctor drop
I'm
a couple more stitches in that thing, make it tight.
Us niggas be like, oh, bro, she can't take no. Like, I tell people, I saw a shoulder blade come out that bitch.
Call him up.
Listen. You're not going to tell me she can't take it. A human come out them things.
Hey, man.
Hey, check it out. Let's jump into this other little thing that was really one of the main topics.
Send as many pictures as you want, people.
Yeah, fuck it.
Okay, yeah.
Picture mail.
So you don't go for the pictures?
Yeah, fuck it. Or send them. You know, call him, FaceTime.
But what about that work part? Because that was really the main tagline in the description of that. It was
work, yes.
While you at work.
He can be angry. She can be angry at work.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise her with that. Surprise him with that. His whole mind go get off that. That goddamn, like.
I was trying to take it is it the setup for the, you know what I'm saying, for the nightcap? You know what I mean? Is that the setup? That's the most likely to me sending pics. I sum it up like this. Most likely to me sending pics is like the setup for the nightcap.
Just to get you right.
Yeah, it's to, okay, boom.
It's on your mind
we
now.
We doing this or we just saying shit throughout the day? Because I think at the most part, like, you know, talking shit and sending the pics is probably like the best setup for that nightcap. Mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken. All right, so we go.
Walking in,
bust wide open.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm
gonna
walk in and say, "Baby, I'm
yours." Tony, rough, man. We discovered that not too long ago. He said, "Listen, all right, check it out. This is the last. This was the other little topic that somebody wanted us to touch on. Say, I don't date women my age because y'all are already stuck in your ways. Say, he need him a 21 to 24 year old." And a up and comer who he can help run his kingdom. And then the girl in the comments said, I want to groom young women because women my age allow won't allow me to manipulate them, said with your chest.
The second whoever's in the comment, it was spot on. I always felt that way, like any dude dating a younger woman, like, when I say younger, I mean, like,
fresh.
Like I'm 37. I ain't got no business dating somebody that's 20. You know what I'm saying?
Just started drinking.
Yeah, you all right, baby, or 21. You know what I'm saying?
You like, finally can go buy a bottle of liquor.
I ain't got no business making money.
Right.
Because you still got growing to do yourself. Me personally, I got an age limit as in the how low I would go and what's the highest I would date.
Yeah. What's the highest? I want to hear that shit.
50.
Yeah, I think.
No, man, it's some fine ass 55-year-olds, though.
Well, they out of range. They out of range.
Oh, Angela.
And
Atlanta. I'm talking about Angela.
They out of state.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, it's a different category when you go to celebrities, bitch. Then it's to infinity and beyond, motherfucker. Like, I don't care.
Oprah.
These regular chicks out here in these streets?
You better start calling them regular now.
Then you trying to say they
going to cancel culture? They going to cancel Tony?
You ain't going to be able to go perform at any...
This man is stupid, man. Come on, man.
He ain't going to be able to host no more parties in the city.
He ain't going to be able to host more parties in the city.
What, these above average women out here?
And cancel his ass.
Yeah, I just...
I don't believe in that.
What you got? Above average?
Above average.
This man petty, bro. Come on, crazy. Bro. Like, all right, I think that, 20, 21, 24 is definitely young because it's...
I just feel like it got to be
I'm
like
38.
That. If you...
No,
if you,
I'm 39.
Okay.
So...
I know you're older.
So
21... If he in his 20s making his statement... Okay.
Bro, this how I be see,
okay. And I'm gonna tell you right now, when y'all finish his sentence, I guarantee you this is the reason why he my dog. Go ahead. How you be thinking, bro?
This how I think. I go from you 30, she 21, I'm 39.
Okay.
So let's go back to the childhood. What
ain't,
I was
got,
in the 12th grade, you was in what?
You probably just being born.
I look at shit like that.
That's exactly where my mind goes. That's exactly why I can never go
so
that young.
I'm in high school, you in the second grade.
Right.
Bro, that is nasty.
Yeah, that's some shit.
That's how I look at it.
Like, once you program your mind to think like that, bro, you'll never talk to a girl too much younger than you, bro.
To me, it's the mental.
I don't give a damn how bad she look. The
mental ain't gonna be there. I mean, the mental's not gonna be there. So at the end of the day, it's like the common ground ain't gonna really be nothing. So you
that's
really
just like
you can't groom.
You know, I was thinking. I'm like, all right. Lil Wayne's daughter.
Regina.
Everybody like, damn, she's thick. Boy, bruh, I was growing up listening to her daddy.
Right.
Okay. And I remember her daddy holding you on the on the album cover, all on MTV with his baby.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, bro.
I remember her coming up to receive an award when she was like a little fat.
Right.
Little girl with white on. So
I'd be your stepdaddy. How about that? Yeah. Toya.
Oh, Toya, you can get it, baby.
Well, who you telling?
Listen, I mean, I know Lil Wayne got Lauren London and and whoever else he got. Yeah, Toya, you the real one.
That's like Eddie Murphy ass wife, boy. God.
Man, yeah, listen. Boy, shit, that's why Wayne got all my respect. I said, oh, he hit that bit before he became a celebrity.
Yeah.
Wayne, yeah, you got some game, Wayne. I still think you like a rat. Master Splinter
sure?
looking ass.
You
nigga.
Sure?
That bit ugly right now.
Before?
That bit ugly.
You sure? Because bruh been in there since, I mean,
no,
since
he had that
bit
before he signed with Cash Money.
Bro been there since he was young and now.
No, but no, he had Toy before.
They had he with Toy bed.
Oh, well, that's easy. That was
Cash
ages,
Money
right?
blew up
before 12 years old.
Bro, shit, it don't matter.
Wayne was young, bro.
Yeah,
it don't matter, bro. She fine. She fine as shit. We can't
that
take that.
That's why I just said. That's why I say that.
And that's
but
his
see,
baby mama. His
that's
first
kind
baby
of fair
mama.
Game,
that's
though,
the first
at that
baby
time,
mama.
Though. Man, who thinking about that shit at that age, man?
All
right.
Clearly,
man.
Wayne was. All ski, goddamn. Yeah, yeah. I ain't finna take away from that man pimping.
Yeah.
Wayne, he hell nah.
He shot that club up.
Right, he only okay. did it once.
So, oh, yeah. at the end of the day, the scoop.
But he snapped back with Lauren London, too.
So, oh, yeah. I think Lauren London. When it comes down to the scoop is, like, it's pretty much a no. I don't know who would make that statement. But what about, I'm surprised nobody touched on the part of like how he's saying like the women is stuck in their ways, you get what I mean? And
well, clearly you stuck in your ways. That's why you're trying to get somebody to
trying to get this minor.
You're trying to get somebody to accommodate you because you're stuck in your ways.
Yeah, that's all right.
Damn.
He's not used to them older women putting their foot down.
I like older
but
women.
But I'm going to tell you why. It's a double sword. Because you seen how the way we was just like, nah, we couldn't do it because that's like somebody I went to school. I mean, like okay. I'm in high school. I'm looking okay. at a second grader. Okay. But the woman, they don't feel that way.
Like cougars.
Yeah. Like if you a young nigga like me,
mm-hmm.
back in the day when I was hitting somebody that was 10 years older than me, you can tell me I wasn't the man. I'm hitting a grown ass woman that's established.
I'm the man.
You feel me?
Right.
I'm beating on my chest like King Kong.
I don't think nothing wrong with it. I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I do look down on a man who talked to a woman. Like, I used to hate the motherfucking grown-ass men taking out a long high school girlfriend.
Man, bro, I used to hate
I hated that
man,
shit.
Man, listen, that shit happened to me.
And, I used to be like...
Started in middle school.
I'd be like, well, why this girl, he pulling up candy paint? And I'm finna go catch links. I used to get mad.
Come
I'd be like,
on,
girl,
man.
You with that old-ass nigga. Y'all, shut up. He giving her lunch money for a month.
Yeah.
That was that easy. Yeah. That was easy back then.
I think pizza was
but that's,
$1.50.
$100 will get you right for the whole month.
But see, check
Fruitopia,
it out.
Fruitopia was at.
Fruitopia, man. Yeah, bring back Fruitopia.
See, that was my argument when it came down to seeing this topic. I was just like, I feel like it's easier for him to do that. You get what I'm saying? Like, because when you're doing or you're grooming a woman that's your age or
I ain't
older,
grooming shit.
You're
no.
going to, you have to. That's the point of, that's the whole point of why the groom is called a groom.
I ain't trying to train no puppy.
I'm just saying, and marriage,
like,
do y'all know that that's why I
you groom.
You grooming your wife.
Bruh, I don't believe, okay, listen. I knew it was going to get around to the love shit eventually.
This ain't the love
shit. This couple shit eventually. I knew it was going to get to it. I knew it.
We just can't know.
We ain't. Nah, I ain't finna be. It's not a Sunday the love scoop on the dating shit. You heard it here first. It ain't no grooming. I told y'all this last
How's
week.
How's not?
It ain't no training. It ain't no building up character. It ain't no building your wife. It ain't no Build-A-Bear shit. No. They need to walk in that bitch already with the mentality of pleasing you and vice versa. If they ain't walking there with that mentality, you got to make them have that mentality. Don't be a groupie. Keep it moving, shawty.
I agree with the mental. You said the mental. The mental is there, but there's still things that you're going to have to groom.
Man.
Your other to.
Like what? Clip my toenails, baby?
Let me tell you.
No, like for instance.
This girl
going
to be 21 to 24. She wanna go to the club every.
I ain't on that shit.
Thank you.
Yeah,
but
grooming her tonight.
But listen, we passed this. I don't care nothing about this no more. We ain't even talking about the little girls no more.
Nah, that's
so
what
we're talking about.
We talking about the simple fact that the the wives of those coming ready, and we talking about them being kind of stuck up in their way. To me, I know it's a little bit more of a fight. It's a little more difficult. You get what I'm saying? But at the end of the day,
You want that fight? You want that smoke?
Man, hell, it all depends. It ain't that you want that fight, you want that smoke, man. But at the end of the day, I know that you gonna want somebody in your corner that's gonna rock with you regardless of what the fuck you going through or where you at. You see what I mean?
That's in the relationship though.
So it's just like you know, that's why I said I'm just
But that ain't that I still don't feel like that's something you gotta groom a person into to be by your side or
no to, that's gonna to, come that's
to
gonna,
jump for you when you that's like that just goes on how she wants to treat you at the end of the day. Like at the end of the day, I'm just a strong believer at the end of the day you cannot make anybody do any damn thing that they don't want to do, bro. If somebody want to change, you're going to change because that's what you want to do.
It ain't
nothing that I can tell you, oh, you need to change this, that, and the third. Because if you don't feel like it's wrong, if you don't realize that it's wrong, you ain't going to never damn change shit. You can know it's wrong, but if you like two tears in the bucket, fuck it. You're going to stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't believe in
Tony. You need to stop telling jokes and making people laugh.
No. People,
bro. But no,
it's people that don't want that.
It's funny that Jock say that because back in the day, a lot of people wouldn't. There was a lot of women that would not date me because they like, oh, you so goofy. You don't never take nothing seriously. Da, da, da. Yeah. Now because social media. Don't open up. We're just going to use this as an example.
Okay.
And the same people that are my friends on Facebook, and we'll leave them anonymous or whatever the hell the case may be.
Okay.
But they see the way I act and I interact in a relationship that I have my. They realize that, damn, that mature gangster shit that or so serious shit, I don't want that. I want somebody that's going to make me laugh, that know how to have fun, that's going to be
real.
Just down to earth. They don't want, like, now you don't want somebody so damn serious that that's what you thought you wanted back in the day.
Yeah, that's.
But if I would have changed and tried to be
cutthroat,
I don't play, I don't talk, I don't do this right here, then I wouldn't be the Tony motherfucking D that the whole city of Orlando know and love. I can walk through any hood and I'm good.
Yeah, shit. Say it with your chest, then. You know what I mean?
That nigga chest are poking out.
But this is what I'm trying to say.
Don't lose yourself trying to please somebody else. That's all I'm saying.
Ooh. Hey, that's bit fast. That's bit fast. I'm with you on that now.
Because if that shit don't work out, you right back at square one trying to find yourself again, man.
Then he got to start all over.
So this is what I say when it come down. Like, for instance, Tony, let's say. We just gonna use the finance thing, right? Let's play devil's advocate. Let's use the finance thing, right? Let's say if Charlotte ain't where you at financially, right? Or you know what I'm saying, and you know how to, you get what I'm saying, get her there. So you telling me that ain't part of grooming? You see what I'm saying? Like we're not saying her mindset, her mental.
We in a relationship, so that means we doing this as a team. I'm not grooming you.
How you not grooming
said, even with that being said, bro, after a while, you're going to get tired of that shit, too. Like, it's one damn thing. Like, I understand what you're saying. So I'll be like, hey, man, look, you need to do X, Y. I'm going to tell you, like, look, I think you should do X, Y, Z. Now, if you consider that grooming, then, yeah, that's grooming as far as finances go. But I'm just trying to.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You the captain, you El Capitan of the ship.
What I do. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you what I do. To make my finances easy. So I'm trying to put knowledge on you because at the end of the day, I feel like in a relationship, it's only you can only say you was in a relationship with somebody if you gained something or lost something once y'all, if y'all ever separate. So if I'm telling you, hey, look, you need to move your money like X, Y, Z right here, and that way you have this right here, and you doing it, I don't think I'm grooming you. I'm just putting you up on some shit that you might not know about. But I ain't telling you that shit to make it better for me.
That's grooming. Putting you up on game. You got to put them up on game.
I just feel like it's just helping us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, yeah, but it's just helping us. That's why I'm telling you. That's the why.
The reason why it ain't grooming because you saying grooming it for you. But like I said, if me and them break up, she still got the same game that I done put up on would make her life easier. So I don't make it easier for the next motherfucker. I'm just out there trying to make it happen like that. For us.
Don't think that women ain't leaving no deposits on your ass.
That's it.
If me and you together,
we for to make this money together. It ain't grooming. We teammates, basically.
Yeah. Teamwork, we teammates. Dream work.
I thought
but
like
it's,
that once.
It's not. What he said?
This guy dog,
bro. I don't know, but I gotta give credit, y'all. He don't have fruit some good ass fruit 2 weeks in a row. Last little fruit he's to be at be tasting my tongue for about 3 days.
That bitch just sit there.
Just sit there.
That bitch don't melt.
Nothing. Damn. I don't brush my tongue and shit.
That Mickey D's fruit, man.
Damn. But yeah, man. Okay. I don't consider that grooming. Especially if it's a relationship. Now, if y'all ain't in the relationship, you grooming a person on how to make money. You get what I'm saying?
I think that you're grooming that other person from the time you go to spitting and putting down game. You grooming that person into what it is that you get what I'm saying? How you see yourself with that individual.
The spit game. What was that back in the day?
But listen, but listen, we're not saying game as just in, hey baby, what to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, we just trying
girl, you must be tired because you've been running through my mind.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't that game?
Yeah,
that's the gift of gab. That's difference.
I just used to be like, man, you home, you wanna go to Flies? Look. I used to be like,
what'd you say, Fly?
Listen, you wanna go eat? Hungry? Man, we're going to Fridays. I ain't got time to be spin game.
Man, I'm trying to fuck some. Got time to run game.
See?
I can tell the way La Mama act that she fuck lanes. When I'm throwing my nigga, I don't lane.
She said, no, it's not grooming at all. Right. It's you have to definitely mold.
Right.
So what does that mean?
I'm saying.
So y'all molded. Tony just said, is it molding?
Wait. All right, come grooming, on, man. Grooming come on, and man. Molding.
Grooming is common to their hair.
Is
making them feel good about themselves. Oh, you so pretty, baby. Yeah. That's grooming.
Like a dog.
Yeah, like.
That's like a dog. You grooming a dog.
I'm washing your clothes, bitch. I'm grooming your ass, bitch. I want you to be good.
Grooming is the truth.
You know, grooming is like, baby, you know,
So you ain't paying for the hair, the nails. You ain't paying for the nails. You ain't picking that nail color. You ain't doing
that. On my mama, on my hood, paying for hair. I wish I would. Everybody nails. Bitch, you could.
Tony lie.
Tony lie. I look good.
Tony lie. Tony lie. You ain't never paid for hair.
I am, boy. Listen.
Man, listen.
You ain't never paid for
like,
the hair.
I feel like when I go to talking, and people go to thinking that I'm coming off cocky and all this other shit.
No, we don't think that, Tony.
I ain't talking about y'all. I'm talking about the ladies, man.
Okay, all right, go.
You fuck what you niggas think.
Did you ever pay for hair and nails?
No.
You never paid for hair and nails.
Paid for hair and nails.
Nope. Not physically. Them saying, hey, Tony, can you get my hair done? No. I have not done that.
Okay, so I tell people, how you do it then?
I tell people.
You say you need the
manual? I do it.
Because back in the days, it wasn't no catch up.
Oh, no. I'm just saying. Yeah.
You need the manual.
What I'm saying is.
How'd you get that accomplished?
Go.
What I'm saying is, they couldn't come up to me and say, oh, can you give me some money to get my hair done? Or can you give somebody to get my nails done? That shit ain't happening.
So what you saying, you indirectly paid for the hair?
That's a part of your hygiene, your grooming. Okay. You need to keep that shit done by your dancer. That ain't what my money need to go to. But now she say, Tony, can I get $100? And I give it to her, she'll tell me what the fuck is for. That's something different. Wow. So I might have paid for a hat, but if a woman...
So he's indirectly paying for the hat.
Listen, yeah. No.
So if a woman came up to me and said, Tony,
no,
I need some money to get my hat done, I would literally tell him, I don't pay for hat dudes.
Two days later, Tony, can I get $100?
You
don't even want to know where that honey going.
Nope.
Yeah, damn lie. I need to know what you want to do with this honey.
They'll make up a lie. I'm pretty sure they'll make up a lie.
He don't pay for the half job.
Me personally,
he don't pay.
So you really don't like them to tell you the truth about what they're gonna do.
When a bitch tell me, when a woman above average, hey, Tony, I won't, like, it always put me in the mind of some gold digging shit. Oh, I need some money for my hairdo. Like, okay. I just always went to the mind of a gold digger. You don't want nothing but my money. So, like, that never flew with me. So, when you say some shit like that right there, it automatically triggers that. So, I'm like,
wow.
Yeah, nah, I'm good. I mean, I now I'm grown, so of course Patricia be like, "Oh, can you give me some money to get my hair done?" I'm still gonna talk shit because that's what the fuck I'm gonna do.
He be like, "No, oh no."
I'm like,
having a flashback.
Hey, listen, I just pay the light bill. Use the light bill money to get your hair done.
I'm just
because you don't want
to
just
yeah,
give it to
I don't
want to
just here you go.
So what? So he paying for the light bill? He ain't
paying
for the hair.
I pay the light bill this month. You just use your money to get your hair done.
Okay.
Type of shit
okay.
that I'm on, bro.
No. Okay. Now, I do understand.
It's just my mentality. But
I understand.
I don't want to be used. And I feel like women who ask you to pay for their hair or women that ask you, they want to use you.
This ain't no like every week hair do.
I don't give
just, one day out the blue. Hey, can you get my nails done for me?
Can I one day out the blue? Hey, can you pay my car note for me?
Oh, hey.
I'm just saying, we got to be able to ask the same type of question. My haircut, your haircut costs what, John?
$15.
All right, how much a hairdo costs?
Oof.
To be continued.
All right.
Okay, come on, man. Y'all better wait the fuck up, man.
To be continued, man.
To be continued.
Listen, like, I mean, if it's like a, you know,
hey, I just,
$60 blowout or some shit, I ain't tripping. But...
You just like, said you ain't doing nothing now.
I ain't doing it. I ain't tripping,
you
said, though.
Now you gonna do the blowout. You gonna get the blowout and the hair wash. You gonna get the
dang,
shampoo.
Dang, Tony, my car is on E. Can you put gas in my car? How about that?
You doing that? You paying for the gas?
Yeah, I ain't gonna go $20.
Oh, okay, what's the difference now?
Because it's gas. They're going somewhere. It's hair.
Is it different?
Hair is part of your personal presentation of yourself. You should always be able to keep your own hair done. Put that bitch in the ponytail back in the day.
Yeah, hey, listen. I understand where Tony coming
like,
from on
bro,
that.
It's like it's
on the upkeep, yes, a woman should be.
Of yourself. But why am I responsible for that? If I be like, you know what, babe, I want to spoil you. And now I be like, all right, well, here. Go get your hair done or some shit like that, which is rare, like jock with hair, that I would want to do something like that right there. I used to say Mr. Clean with hair, but
yeah,
I got that from Lil Wayne. It's rare, like Mr. Clean with hair.
Bruh,
that shit was hard.
The man crazy.
But like I say, like I don't.
Yeah, grooming, I feel like when grooming, I go to talk grooming people, is not the right terminology,
taking my,
bro.
Taking like out of context, it's like not. I don't do shit. I do a lot. But it's a lot of things that I just don't believe in doing. And if me not getting your hair done is a deal breaker, too bad, fuck you. Sorry for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's a lot of other stuff that
what,
outside
just,
of the hair domain that,
I think that
you know,
women
I feel
just
in the
want.
Blunts,
I think.
It's just certain shit, y'all know.
I just think that women like to see their man do certain things for them or take the initiative on certain things.
I just think people like you like to put thoughts like this in women's heads so they can expect this dumb
shit. I'm not. I have nothing to do with because I technically believe.
Gentleman.
I technically
I
believe.
I see them pay for my.
Listen,
damn haircut.
At the,
how
at
about
the,
that?
At
don't
the perfect,
pay for my haircut. Put gas
saying.
In that truck.
Listen, at the as a perfect gentleman, I actually
perfect
believe
on behalf
actually,
of the perfect
listen,
gentleman.
Listen, I actually believe that, you know, a person should keep up with their upkeep. Because if we are expected to do it, then you should be expected to do it as well. You see what I mean? And
okay.
that's all the way
well,
and that's
it.
All the way to the
let's just get down to the guts though. All at
right.
what point are you responsible or at what point should a woman be able to ask you to get her hair done? Should you guys be in a relationship or y'all just gradually?
This kind of like the send the pitch thing. At what point you can send the pitch or are you sending pits or receiving pits?
Ah man, listen, at the end of the day
it's the same thing.
Fuck it. Hair dudes right? on me, man. Fuck it.
Because look, listen, today you even said yourself you seen the cat come in and pay for a female and her kid shit, say, hey, bro, that shit on me, just to get the number. You see what I'm saying? Or the flex or to do something like that. So, bro, we talking about nowadays, it's whatever. They remember, they taking trips, MFD?
Nah, I ain't taking no motherfucking
trips. They taking trips.
I take it to I-4.
Man, listen, man, hey.
Now look at this
shit.
Hey,
good luck out there.
Look at this shit. You can do the hair, but in return, the woman may outdo you. Like purchase a $500 watch. Come again, say what?
Say what?
What? Yeah. May. That's all I'm worried about. The may.
The key word.
May. Yeah,
the
may. She may do it.
You know what?
Or she may
I think that women have she that. That may is always gonna be there for them. It's just like Mother's Day. It's
it
just
can
like
be,
Valentine's
it can be,
Day.
It can be may or might.
Might.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me sure.
I might do this.
Technically, is technically.
I thought she had said May. I thought it was May. That's
no,
what
no,
May
no. Because
I thought it was your way of correcting my reading.
No, because I'm just saying, like, they will use May or might.
Yeah,
I might
I might have did it if you want to ask. So
right.
Come no, but if you was gonna do it, you was gonna do it.
Right. Mm,
from right. Business to Buicks.
Ooh, well.
Damn.
I ain't never in the history of of my 37 years. See,
damn, you old
get you a $500 watch.
A how do?
Get you a $500 watch.
Well, shit, it might, bro.
Because it just might, because the booster might come through that bitch with that $500 watch.
Listen, it's some
salon.
I did pay for a how do one time. I did.
Okay.
Thank you. But that's all I need to hear.
Hey, listen.
That's all I need to hear.
Oh, y'all don't know who the person was?
No, you paid. And you gonna say, I got my mama how do.
Okay, y'all. I know. No, bitch, you know. All right, we can call my mama right now. And that was... My mama asked me to get her hair done at a young age, and when I realized how much it cost for her hair to get done, that's was the turning point. I said I would not pay for a woman to get her hair done.
And guess what? That was when you was young. Imagine how much hair dudes is now.
Listen, that ain't included.
You got to get the hair.
You
got to
get the hair. You got to buy the hair.
And I'm talking about, bro, hair.
And then it's childish.
Thank God that I can just go get a ball.
It's about the same price. Look,
And then they want to bitch at me for $45 to cut their grass. The fuck?
Bruh.
Because
I had to throw my price in.
Man,
Tony Bennett, bruh.
Cut starting at $45.
Hey, Tony
on Fridays and Saturdays.
Man, listen, like.
Seven cut is optional.
But that's like, I don't know, man. Like, that's. I can't touch on hair, bro. We can't get there, bro. I can go on for days about that.
I know, right?
So, honestly, I can't really get there. Like, I do feel like you say, people should have an upkeep. But if it's somebody...
You don't mind paying for a how-do? Like, you'll pay for it?
Will I pay for a how-do?
I
pay for a how-do. I pay for a how-do.
Perfect job, y'all.
I pay for the nails.
I done paid for how-dos, nails.
You know what I'm saying? And I choose the nail color.
You feel good.
If she ain't asking you what the color is, then you decide, nigga.
Oh, shit. Hands are tired of being on the side.
Look, Jock, dude, you pay for hair. Do from time. I done pay for, you know.
This ain't a part of my time thing, bro.
This ain't no monthly bill.
Right. It's not no everyday thing.
I'm not saying nothing wrong with it. I'm just telling y'all that's not my preference. That's not something I would do.
What, pay for hair?
Mm-hmm. I get aggravated paying for my daughter hair.
This day and time, I don't want to pay for hair.
I get aggravated when Trisha say, you need to give me some money because Taylor need her hair done. I get so aggravated. I be wanting Taylor ass to go out and work. Like, put that shit in the ponytail, bro. Like, I get so aggravated, bro. I'm telling you, bro.
I've been totally stupid,
well,
man.
When I paid, Taylor had it was $100. And I almost shit in my damn self.
I paid $50 for JoJo. She get her hair retwisted, and it's $50.
Mm-mm.
Well, no, not
Taylor got some.
She I
got
forgot some. How much it is.
She got them little braids. She was looking beautiful now, but yeah, that shit was $100. Said nigga, I said, God, no, damn. Bro.
$100?
See, her, that's what I'm saying. Her mama don't know nothing about cheap hair dudes. Only thing she know is first class up in the sky.
Sounds like you got a problem on your hand.
I was surprised.
Sounds like you're going to be paying for a whole bunch more hair than you think.
Seven.
But she was six at the
time. So wait till she hit high school.
Yeah, he finna be paying for that.
Who?
You gonna pay for the
high school? When did she get to high school?
Ooh.
Ain't no more of them.
You paying for that?
I bet I be rocking rust and stuff with her afro puffs. You rocking my but you be yourself.
Ninth grade, she be like, Daddy, I need this hair. I need this 20, 30 inch.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Oh, you got me fucked up.
No, hit him up.
Oh, yeah,
I'm good. Tear them pockets up.
Who?
And it's spent time for prom.
She raked them bitches now.
Prom, you paid $100 now. So just imagine when that she was gets older.
What you say? That was a one-time thing. Nah. That was only because she was she had looked good for the wedding. That's it.
Oh, okay.
You know, I go to but that one
it
I paid for.
Yeah,
I paid $40 for a haircut, bitch. That cause nigga had no clean that bitch up. Had that bitch
$40 for a haircut.
$40.
Damn, Tony balling, bro.
From Lachico.
Hey, congratulations,
Tony
bro. Tony balling.
Tony is balling.
Wanna be a bowler, shot caller,
no, twin. Flexing like a purple.
All right, check it out. All right, so we're going to go ahead and run into what we're doing for the riddle of the day. Let's get it. It's real brief. It's real simple. We need you guys to go ahead and play along.
Okay.
This is the riddle of the day. Let's drop the thing.
Stupid.
It says, tell me you've seen Baby Boy without telling me you've seen Baby Boy.
He don't love me no more.
I hate you, Jody.
You don't love me no more.
You gonna make me some tacos. I'm still trying to get my tacos,
hey,
man.
What? Yeah, yeah. You gonna fix some tacos?
Listen.
And that. Oh, fuck your fork, little nigga.
Hey, mama.
I tried to be a good nigga, but you want me to go back? You want me?
Guns and butter.
Let me tell you something. See, your mama, that ain't your lady. That's my woman.
Yeah.
She Jody, baby boy,
Jody.
Hey. And my other favorite part is P. He's smooth. Yo, what he say? He say, oh, simple last woman or something. Y'all don't want me here?
And the other
I
part,
love y'all.
Damn, I forgot dude's name. LP?
Yeah.
I'm going to hit you, little nigga, and you better not move.
And don't flinch.
And don't flinch.
Don't flinch.
I like this little nigga. He got heart.
Man. Yeah, that was I think everybody went there and they seen that guy.
Yeah,
everybody done seen that nigga. But yeah, man, Snoop Dogg came in there and kicked the little nigga fork down, man. That was that was disrespectful, bro.
Snoop Dogg was hell. Snoop Dogg never would have had to jump me.
Bruh.
Oh, so who this is, Jody?
Listen, man. Snoop has done a whole bunch of shit in his lifetime.
Yeah.
When you think about all the different acting, the different movies, the different damn endeavors, bro, that man done a lot of shit.
I was a jit watching
Girls Gone Wild with Snoop Dogg on that bit.
Nah. Man, I want a jit
then. See better commercials come on MTV all the time, man.
MTV Jams, man. Before come I go on, to man. School, I think I'm watching. What was the song with Dr. Dre? They had the house. He was on the bike.
With so much drama in the
LBC.
This is kind of hard. Yes. Snoop Deal Dabble.
I wanted me a big afro. Man, listen. Snoop Dogg, boy. That nigga real. And he was young, too, back then. So, you know.
Yeah.
Right
now.
Back then, Snoop was big cuz. Now that's unk.
Yeah, that's how they do it. That Trick Daddy, too.
Yeah.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. Trick Daddy Dollars.
Love that was cuz, but now he unk.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Hey, why do seagulls fly over the ocean?
I don't know, Tony. Why?
Because if they flew over the bay, we called them bagels.
So that's some corny shit.
Seagull. Bagel. That was from Saturday Night Live. That was Def Comedy Jam.
You said that one from Def Comedy Jam.
Goddamn, that was Saturday Night Live.
See, either way it go, your ass getting ate.
Wow.
As a bagel or as a seagull, it don't matter. Somebody gonna fuck you up in this. What you? It's always gonna be a predator over you. You're getting fucked up. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I'm glad we don't eat no shit like that. Then again, we don't know what they do with seagulls. Who eats seagulls? We ever seen that shit?
Hot stuff.
Hmm.
Oh, Lord, hot stuff done tapped in.
We don't know nothing about that, right?
All right, y'all, we can't be talking crazy now. Hot stuff done tapped in.
Okay.
Hot stuff is Vicky Mama.
Listen, she done missed all the crazy stuff.
Yes, she missed
it. You done missed all the crazy
stuff. Hey, Miss Hot Stuff, do a man pay for your hair to get done? Just asking for a friend.
You bet.
That is Vicky Mama. Somebody done paid for her hair to get done now, trust me.
Old folks talking about back in my day.
Back in my day.
Listen, that's where all the game at. Like, I think that's why I feel like, you know, today's generation is real disconnected, man, because that it's a lot of game that we miss. Although that I understand it was really like the respect part, you know what I mean? Right. Trying to, you know, I think a lot of old.
You seen that? She said yes for sure.
I think a lot of old school players didn't know how to.
She be lying. Mama be lying.
Listen,
they know how to move over. They know how to move out the way.
Listen, see one thing about old school women. If you don't do it, she'll do it herself. Now,
see, that's what I'm saying.
Now, if you ain't
they gonna call the other Tony to get that bitch done.
Listen. What you won't do.
They gonna call other Tony to get that bitch done.
What you won't do, the next person will.
Here, call.
And she gonna tell you.
Just block my number, please. Block me out, please. Fuck. Somebody tell me that shit. I said, oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah.
Hey, let me that, boy. Woo.
And I ain't been right ever since then.
Hey, it ain't nothing that cut that.
Hey, but,
go ahead. Close.
He got
close
another one.
Oh, you got another thing on joke. Dang.
What did the zero say to the eight?
What did the what?
What did the zebra say?
Zero.
Say to the
eight.
Eight. What did the zero say to the eight? I don't know, Tony.
I got five on it.
Mm-mm. That belt looks good on you.
Okay, Tony. No.
Get it? Because it's
squeezing it. Okay, no, stop. All right, the quote of the day, please. That was too much.
That was funny, bro.
All right,
quote of the day. The water, man.
Where do fruits go on vacation?
Oh, Lord.
Fruits go on vacation to,
I don't know, Tony. Where do fruits go on vacation?
Paris.
Okay, quote of the day. Paris. Okay, no. Quote of the day, please.
Quote of the day
it
says...
It is getting out of hand.
Social media has created jealous behavior over illusions, right? Mm-hmm. Some of you are envious of things and relationships and lifestyles that don't even exist.
That is the best quote ever.
All right, so that means,
is the best quote. So, Tony, don't say another joke.
I asked my dog, Roof, what is 2 minus 2? He said nothing. Because dogs can't talk.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. He said nothing.
What is 2 minus?
Okay, which one is worse now, the real or joke of the day?
Hey, listen, man.
Oh, my God.
That man say roof. All
right, check it out.
Because I want to make y'all know what dog I was talking about.
Check it out. All right, I'm gonna do the rundown on the show. Age limit, man. I think that it will probably work when it comes down to somebody around your age group or either older.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to get into a lot of, like I said, things that's not like... You know, the immaturities, bro. Like, we ain't thinking on the same level.
And the Tony, if you're wondering, like, the Tony, what is the Tony age range? I say hover around the number 15. What I mean when I say that right there, you can break that down into two. You go 10 above, 5 below. Okay?
Wow. You know, I like that.
Go 5 years lower than you, that should be a cutoff point.
Okay.
And 10 years older than you should be a cutoff point. Just stay at 15. How old are you at, baby? She say she, I don't give a damn. She say she fine as hell.
So I made it,
so
then.
So you telling me.
I'm good.
Yeah, I had to make sure I included you in now.
Yeah, thank you.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't want you to think I was singling you out.
Listen, I offer to go home. Vic, it's over, babe. I'm sorry. Tony told me.
Tommy, let me tell your little black ass something. Excuse me, mama, but that's the way your daughter talk. You
she
raised
already
her.
Know.
Oh, you raised her. I already know.
She already know.
Don't be worried about what's going on in this household, because he good over here, okay? I am a fiancé now, okay? So you stay your little black, receding hairline ass down somewhere. Don't worry about our age difference, bitch. The fuck? Period. John, get this phone with your stupid ass homeboy.
Bro, you know she gonna say call up Tony.
Call up Tony.
Just to see them.
Just to get in
the business,
huh?
Oh,
man.
Boy, listen, boy. Hey, boy, y'all stupid, boy.
And see, Jock, but I like Jock. Jock gonna prepare me before he give her the phone.
Yes.
No, Vicky, I'm not finna let you yell at Tony for saying that we out of age group, Vicky. That's not about to happen. Hold on, Tony.
I always prep the call first.
All right, hey, he picking up. Oh, wait, here you go.
Yeah.
Hey, man,
Tony,
man,
come on, man.
Don't tell Vicky that I was at your house all damn day hanging out. Let her keep thinking I was somewhere else.
Hey.
Was Jock over there? Yeah, he was there. He was there.
On the house,
Tony,
man.
Stupid.
On the house. On the house.
Man, I'm just saying, though, bro, when you just, like, you know, when you... See, that's what I be saying, like, we drop my dog.
We can keep that room. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just notice things when he call. Like, I know when Jock calling me on some serious shit. Like, bro, he just calling, like, to hang out. I know when he calling me, like, on some funny shit. Like, Jock, he don't really know when I'm calling, because he be like, tell the motherfucker that I be like, bitch, they done kidnapped the kid.
Bro.
See,
anytime Tony call, I cannot tell when he's serious too, cause you know, hey bro, what you got going on? Or he'll call like on my birthday. He called about,
oh.
Yeah, he called on that video.
Yeah, bro, that shit was funny. Oh look, I called Jock on his birthday, y'all. It was so funny, bro, cause I was like, Jock, tell me the truth on something. Oh, he got a joke. He got a joke. What's the joke? I want to call him a bitch so bad. Like, bro, that shit had me high. That shit had me so mad.
Every time he start off, a joke for the come up.
I say, Jock, tell me the truth. I'm like, what's the joke, Tony? I say, word on the street is you woke up to listening to One Time for the Birthday,
yeah,
bitch.
See?
I knew the joke was that.
Fuck it up if it's your birthday, bitch.
Damn. The fuck, see?
The fuck?
You gonna tell me? No, I was listening to Trick Daddy. It's my dog birthday. Bitch, it's your birthday. You can't listen to that.
Check it out. Ten. That's a good rule. We're gonna bounce back to the top. That's a good rule, Tony. The 15 rule. Although I will make exceptions for Mary J. Blige. For like, you know, cause Mary J. by 50.
Okay. Fuck Mary J. Make an exception for okay. Fellas, if you get blessed to get a celebrity like Jada Pinkett Smith, Oprah, Angela Bassett, Nia Long, throw my little 15 rule out the window. You better stand up.
Damn right.
And video chat. Call in there. Let me
I'm
going
to call you FaceTime in.
FaceTime me, please.
Hey, Tony.
I don't even want to watch Jock porn, but I'm interested in this one, though. I don't even want to watch it. But you got Angela Bassett? Yeah.
Angela Bassett.
I might even be telling you, bro, you need to hit her hand from the back. Grab her hair.
Nah, bitch. I got Oprah.
Slap her like Ike.
Uh-huh. Don't get Stella her groove back.
Mm. Oprah. Hot Post Studios, man.
Listen, Angela Bassett, I would love to have you in a musical booth. Like on... like on What's Love Gotta Do With.
All right, anime. You better sing that song right.
Look. I tell the same thing, white man, shang our ass off.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I that was a fun, but that movie right there was good.
All
right,
cool. So, all right, so that was good. And then what was the other thing? The pictures.
Yeah, it's okay, y'all. Go on ahead, send them pictures out.
Yeah, I say send the pictures.
Send them out to the special one.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't even that picture type of dude, but yeah.
Hey, go on ahead.
So you can send the pictures. Now, if y'all send the pictures though?
Huh?
Y'all send the pictures though? Just something like dudes, like. Or is that like a one way street?
Well, in my household, we FaceTime.
Okay. Right. Hey, listen, I ain't mad at you. We FaceTime.
And in my household, I sneak pictures. Just to piss them off. But nah, ain't no picture mail over here.
That was like he sneak. He wait till you sleep.
Yeah, come on, man.
Nah, take all a right. picture.
Well, we out of here, man. Love.
I recorded her snoring one time.
I'm always getting Tony. Recorded.
Yeah, that mother, bruh. If y'all have not seen the video of Jock,
she
literally put a finger on his lip, and Jock looked like that bitch seen God. That bruh. Nigga went to fight. That bitch say,
and it was after the podcast, too, bruh. It was after this.
Bruh, that shit was so funny. So, I loved that shit like four times.
My plans was to go home and watch a good movie. And when that happens, whenever I say I'm going to watch a good movie, the movie's for to watch me.
Yeah, you're going to
okay,
sleep.
I'm on the couch. That. And I think I was having a crazy dream.
Okay.
And Vicky tapped my lip and was like up over me. And bruh, she cut the phone off because she say I almost swung on her. Because, bruh, as soon as my eyes open, I'm like, oh, like, it scared me. Nah, I ain't going to lie, bruh. It's, like, it scared me.
You seen his ass like disappear. Like, the nigga threw a two-piece quick.
Bruh.
Tyrannosaurus Rex 2-piece.
Yeah,
like,
it was too close.
On the high.
Bruh.
But, bruh, I
feel
like,
man.
Like, that would scare me too, bruh. That's like, that's the reason why I don't trust stairs, you know?
Stairs?
Yeah.
What the stairs
why
got?
Trust stairs?
Help me, yeah, help me
because
understand.
They're always up to something.
Come on, Doc. How he gonna fall into that shit, man? Bro, he set us up. But this nigga always got a joke, don't he?
Bruh.
I'm like, the girl's not. You just so immature.
The fuck?
Oh, man. Hey.
That wasn't no good one. I don't trust him because
boy, always listen. Something. You had my attention
hey,
there, bro.
I'm sitting here thinking like,
I'm like, what the hell is Sam gonna do to me?
What do in there,
they don't
man.
Even move.
Damn.
Yeah, I knew. Josh said, Sam.
I'm like, nigga, you is really scary.
Yeah, bitch, I ain't never going to your house, nigga.
Man, this some bullshit. That fly, I feel like that was some bullshit.
He set us up.
Yeah, man.
Set us up. Oh, and by the way, y'all, today is my 1-year anniversary of being on The Scoop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that means make my 2-year anniversary of being on The Scoop. Well, not, no, my 1-year anniversary of not quitting The Scoop.
Oh, yeah, not.
Man,
not quitting.
Listen to man. He want to put in his 2-week notice.
Listen, man. Hey.
Fantasia,
Scoop,
this
we
is my
going to that season
3. Notice I resigned my position.
Yes, we got to beef things up. So what we're going to do is, man, we're going to pack up the guests with that season 3, starting out season 3. So we're going to keep it chill on y'all. We're going to get it done right.
Season
3
going to be big.
Put somebody in place for all that. And y'all, they'll be in contact with you guys as far as coming on the show, doing the thing. Now, season 3, I think it's going to be all about, like I say, I want to try to make it all about the guests.
Yeah.
And things like that. So.
And it is some
that's
some people reaching out. You know what I'm saying? We got some big name people from the city.
Yep.
That is reaching that's, out. You know.
I mean, at the end of the day, Scoop number 1. I don't care what nobody's talking about, man. We is number 1 in the city when it comes down to this thing, man.
Yes.
I said it. I know it for sure. If y'all got another show, hey, tell them come on, bring it. Tell them bring it. Scoot, we ready. We stay ready. We don't go at all time. We ready to go. We come off the dome.
And if you don't like my dog comment, we outside.
Chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
Hey, I'm just fucking with you. Ain't no beef to other podcasts, you know what I'm saying?
No beef to other podcasts, and I don't care who shot you because they didn't kill you.
That mean you're a blank and your man's a blank, so that mean y'all
neighbors, man. If y'all have not checked out that versus Lox versus Dipset, I'm telling you straight 2 hours of fire. Yeah. And believe me, Jada Kiss made to be known. King of New York, bitch, you live in Connecticut or Miami or anywhere that's not New York.
Damn.
Love Jada, man.
Aha!
Hey, man. Yeah, man.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's the Jeezy of New York. That's the Jeezy of New York.
Yeah,
Jada.
Yeah, I fuck with Jada.
That's the Jeezy of New York, Tony. I'm talking about. Yeah, can we say that on the?
I think so.
I tell people.
Jada, when Jada did that song with my dog, Go Get Her, Kisses, Go Get Her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, you missed it Friday, though.
Yeah?
Bro.
I was asleep.
Ezell, Courtney, Nate, Ratchet, Brick.
I seen Nate that last night.
Bro. Bro, when I say, who know how I like to turn you up? They had me turned up.
Got his ass.
Ripped shirt.
Not ripped the shirt, bitch. I went to sleep and I hopped.
Oh, yeah. And you the designated driver.
Negative. Courtney had to get them keys.
Oh. You stay right down the street, just drop me off and you can walk home.
Nah, he drove to my house. So, you know, he parked at the house we went to. And
yeah, that's good.
I don't even remember nothing. I got to show you the video of me trying to get in the house.
No.
Oh, man. It was bad. I'm glad my birthday over.
Yeah,
I'm tired of
when you get to a point.
You got a day party today.
Hey, when you get
I got to go to a party. Yeah.
When you get to a point where you just tired, you just glad it's your birthday.
And then yesterday, Ezell walking the house with a big bottle of Patron. He texts me the picture.
Oh,
I come in and fuck.
Damn. Uh-oh, got to keep going, man.
Yeah.
That's my little brother, man. That's what's up, man. Hey, man, shout out to everybody, man. We got Willpower for that plumbing. We got Forcefield for that electrician. Man, there's more. Y'all need that DJ on deck. Definitely get up with Fly Jock.
You hear me?
Yesterday was Fitted to Fit 1 year anniversary.
Hey, you know what I'm saying, we got that
discount code up. You know what I'm saying? Y'all getting 40% off.
40%.
40%. That back to school. Get your kid a Fitted to Fit outfit.
You
know what I'm saying? They going to school. They want to warm up. They want to run track.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, Fit to Fit. Yeah. She's a runner. She's a track star.
There you go.
Know what I'm saying?
There you go. All right. Cool. That's what's up. That's definitely what's happening, man. Anything else y'all fellas got in closing before we get out of here?
Shout out to Edrin James.
Okay.
Know what I'm saying? Hall of Famer.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
From gold teeth
Trillis
to the gold jacket. Yeah. I like that.
Hey, shout out to Edrin James.
Yeah, man.
He went to the U.
That's the only Florida, bad part.
Florida, go on. Dade County, 305.
Bruh, his damn speech was nice as hell. Nah. Bruh, his damn speech was real. I like, damn.
Yes. I just like to say I feel blessed on this one.
Yeah.